Mardi Gras originated in Mobile, Alabama in 1703 and has grown tremendously in the city from a simple carnival celebration. In this StoryCorps segment from February 2017, Myra Sands talks to her daughter, Julie Watson, about growing up in Mobile surrounded by Mardi Gras festivities. From exclusive societies to the evolution of floats, Sands captures the essence of Mobile as a destination worth experiencing for Mardi Gras 2019.
So, Mom, you have lived here in Mobile for most of your life. You grew up here, and Mobile is the home to Mardi Gras, right?
Yes, it is.
So, when did it start?
Well, Mardi Gras started in Mobile in around 1703.
Yeah. And you grew up with Mardi Gras?
I did.
How so?
The parades went within maybe 50 yards of my house.
Oh, that's close.
Very close. We could hear everything that went on, and most of the time we could even see if we were in the upstairs front porch.
Oh, yeah.
We could see the parades come by, and you could hear the sirens come when the policemen on their motorcycles would come by.
Yeah.
And it was a very exciting time as a child. When I was growing up, The floats were still pulled by mules or horses. Once the floats started being pulled by trucks or vans, I guess I was probably in grammar school or high school by then.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen many a mule out there pulling the floats. But as time has progressed, the floats have gotten larger, and with the it's just they're so much more elegant and beautiful, and it's really nice to see how the floats have evolved. The organizations have done wonderful jobs.
Now on the floats, all the riders, they're all masked.
Mm-hmm.
Were they masked when you were a kid?
Oh, yes. These are secret societies.
Yes, yes.
Yes, all the Mardi Gras groups are secret societies. And when we were growing up, I knew of a few people who were in the Mardi Gras societies. But most of the people, were not supposed to advertise that they were. They had beautifully decorated costumes. In fabrics, satins, and lace, and beautiful velvets.
Ooh.
People enjoy Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
And, the parades are just still free entertainment for everyone, children and adults. And, they say laughter is definitely the best medicine. Well, I mean, you walk the streets, and everyone is talking and laughing and carrying on and... it gives adults a chance to be silly, and you'll see people with masks or dress up on the street. So it's just something I think everyone should experience.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.